The town of Bikinja sits in the shadow of Bosnia-Herzegovina's largest power plant, considered Europe's most polluting. It's been blamed for many deaths and mass migration, and this is the culprit. Two large stretches of ash and coal deposits.
As soon as a child is born, he gets bronchitis, asthma, instead of the lungs naturally developing. Every day we bury someone. Never before have more people died than now. This is hell.
Bikinja has been emptied of its residents. A decade ago, 5,500 people lived here. Now they're down to 1,000. A recent health study has linked Tuzla's smoke and ash to high levels of lung cancer, asthma and chronic disease.
There is no clear border between Bikinja and the power plant. The impact of the plant, slag and ash deposits, account for 70% of deaths and chronic diseases, compared with 3% of the Solina district, which we compared it to.
The Tuzla plant is one of five that provide the nation with 70% of its electricity. Its director denies links to high levels of cancer.
There is not a single coal-fired plant that has no impact on the environment. We, as owners, are obliged to take a number of measures prescribed by law to reduce that impact. According to these environmental and energy characteristics, these are production units that are equal to those built in the EU.
And now the ground is being prepared for the plant to be expanded in a Chinese-backed deal. This is despite China's pledge to stop building new coal plants abroad and the EU's energy watchdog saying it's breaching EU law and that it will aggravate air pollution.
We have a system that serves to protect operators who do not meet their obligations regarding environmental protection. But here when I talk about environmental protection, I'm talking about human lives.
The few remaining residents fear the new plant will add to their misery. And the drive for power will drain the town of the last few people still left. Laura Berdemanley, Al Jazeera.